Closer, sure. Thank you. Thank you for making me aware of that. So still we have this general rule in the penal code that says that unless something else is explicitly stated in a provision, the minimum sentence is 14 days. And in Norway, the trend has been towards abolishing specific minimum sentences. This is explained in the legislative preparatory works. And the reason mentioned is that specific minimum sentence in some cases could force the court to impose harsher penalties than found reasonable. And minimum sentences might also have other unfortunate side effects. Among other things, it might occur that the court will classify a punishable act under a milder penal provision than legally correct, or find the person charged not guilty to avoid imposing too harsh a penalty. So today, only a very few provisions in the penal code stipulate specific minimum sentences. Nevertheless, the preparatory works leave no doubt that enforced disappearance is a crime of the utmost serious nature. And in light of this, a penalty up to 15 years imprisonment and 20 years for aggravated enforced disappearance is stipulated. And this shows that it's considered a very serious crime.
Thank you for that clarification.
Then the next question pertains to Article 9 and questions related to the relationship between jurisdiction and the principle of double criminality. And that's also for you, Benedicta.
Yes.